finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same.
Come on!
So for now, that's the name.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on. You got the groove.
You got the groove.
There it is. I got it first try. Did you see that?
That was, I saw and heard it, but I didn't have to see it because I heard it. You know what I mean? Senses. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Joe James.
And together we are Finish Each Other's Sandwiches.
That's what this podcast is called.
The one that you're listening to right now. So we've had some fun times recently.
We did. We went on a trip. We try to go on trips as much as possible, get out there, see the world.
Mm-hmm.
We like traveling, and so we did another little traveling.
Little traveling.
Traveling down the road.
And
where'd we go?
We went to South Dakota and Wyoming. We passed through Nebraska briefly
and
to get to South Dakota.
Why? But hear us out, because I felt the same way at first. I was like, she was like, oh, let's go to South Dakota. I was like, why?
What's she's from Florida. How high could her standards be?
What is in South Dakota for anyone? But
we gave it a shot.
I enjoyed it.
It was amazing. So our whole plan was to go up and go into southern South Dakota, the southest of South Dakotas.
Not even the best Dakota.
Not even. And stop at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, which was really important to me to go and see the kids and, you know, spend time
and
with
them
for a little bit. He hadn't been to any Indian reservation.
I hadn't been to any Indian reservations, but I also had no real, like, opinion or, like, I didn't really know anything about them. I honestly, like, feel like I'm in as much knowledge, I have as much knowledge about it as like the rest of the nation, where it's like Indians still exist. That's about as much as I know.
Right.
Like they're still on the map. Like they're out there somewhere, but
that's
about as far as it goes.
Right. Yeah. They come sometimes to ceremonies and I see them perform at festivals and that's it. Yeah.
Right.
But
like Neon Indian.
Right. Like Neon Indian. I can't even think of anything like Indiana Jones. No. we stopped by and Joe got to like see the town and, you know, experience it just for the short while that we were there. But it was very impactful.
It was.
And
it's the most impoverished Indian reservation in the country.
Even just county in general. We could get really into it. But it's a food desert and it's over 60%, you know, children demographic and extremely impoverished. So we, you know, it had a big impact on us. So we definitely plan on going back and, you know, visiting these kids and these people. You know, maybe we can talk more about that another time, but I think we'll talk a little bit more about our trip. It did have a lot of, you know, exciting and not so sad things, even though that was still really important to us. But we went through the Indian Reservation, which was wonderful. We got to kind of take our time and go through there and then go into the Badlands, which was our first national park on the trip. And one park that I'd been really excited to visit because I'd heard about it and Joe didn't really know about it before, but it was this really cool, you know, park that I had read about and really different and things like that. So I was excited to stay there.
I know about most of the national parks. I wouldn't say most. I know about a lot of them, but I know about the major ones.
They call me Teddy Roosevelt.
They call me NP for national parks.
AMP. ANP.
Anytime they want information about national parks, they know who to go to.
They do.
But like I guess I thought I knew more than I did. And then when she was talking about that one and the wind caves and then
Devil's Tower.
Well, I knew about Devil's Tower.
Right.
But even other ones that we had now been discussing.
Canyonlands.
It's just like a lot of ones I was like, I had no idea that even existed. So it was kind of cool. And I let her just kind of plan the whole thing because it was things that she knew more about than I did. So it was like, all right, let's figure this out. So I let her do it. And we went on the trip and I really, really, really enjoyed it. I found myself definitely awestruck by not only the culture shock of it, but all right, cool. Stopped recording for a second. The computer's being really stupid tonight.
The computer was like, no, you guys. So starting with the Badlands, really, we already kind of talked about the beginning of it, but we made some jokes while we were there.
Yeah.
One of which, when we stayed at the primitive campsite, This Joe and I were so hot and like bothered by the mosquitoes that I was just like sprawled.
We were
out.
Hot and bothered, like they were like sexy, you know?
Yeah.
Like I they was came like, in strutting their stuff.
These fucking mosquitoes are getting me so wet.
They're like, check out my West Nile.
You want it's, malaria,
you
girl?
You want my West Nile mile? You know what I'm talking you about?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'll go the I don't extra even have Nile anything. Mile for you.
Yeah. They're like, does that mean you're going to go back the other direction? Like
well,
another
he's
mile?
Go west.
Right.
West Nile.
West Nile.
You got me.
I miss it. Every time.
Every time.
That's why I was so impressed when I hit it the first time.
I know. I wish you guys could have been here to see that. But so anyway, so we were like, I was like sprawled out on the picnic bench and Joe was like laying down in the tent. We were just so hot. And this big van pulls up with like a bunch of like 20, like early 20 something teenagers. And
teenager
I'm like,
doesn't mean early 20s.
No, it's like late things. Teens, early 20s. Okay. And they all got out and they were like, and like high fiving. I'm like, and I was like, what is this? Some like Christian softball team or some shit? And that was exactly what it was. And so there was like,
no, was it really?
It really was. It was a co-ed. I told you they had a school name on the side of it. They were from Texas.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they were like a sports like group or whatever, a sports group. A team, and they were
you know those sports groups.
This, you know that sports group, the Braves. Anyway, so why would you make two words? What could just be one? Sports groups. So anyway, this sports group got out, and they were all like high fiving and like setting up their tents and like
it
whistling.
Felt like a David Wayne movie. Like this is a joke, right?
Yeah, it really was. And so then I like came over to the tent. I was like, "Don't look now." I was like, "But a Christian like baseball team is like parking next to us, is camping next to us." I was like, "Yeah, they're basically like this guy's walking up to them and they're like, Kevin, stop being such a dweeb, like Kevin." Like there's a guy there named Kevin.
He's like, "Shut up, Stacy.
Shut up, Stacy. Get off my back." And she's like,
"First of all." Why we made them like Californian, I don't know.
They're from Texas.
They're from Texas, but I mean, no. In our heads, they were from California.
This is how they talk. And this is probably one of the only other accents that we ever really...
Kevin.
Yeah. So so we immediately, like, I made up, like, this whole character about this guy named Kevin. Why don't you tell one of the Kevin stories?
I mean, the best was when we woke up in the morning.
Right.
Because at night, they were like, zippering up their tents. And for some reason, it was like, zip, zip, I was like, why did life just slow down? Like all of a sudden it was like a movie and it was like the Teenage X music hit.
Yeah. It was like going normal and then we were glitching in real life.
It was really weird.
So
I was
like,
why did everything slow down?
Why
was
did everything
weird.
Get so slow?
That happened. But it was Kevin in the morning.
We were all eating breakfast.
So we woke up and we hear them all waking up. And I mean, this as soon as the fucking sun hits, I mean, if you're camping, you got
to
get out of that thing.
You have to. It's so hot
and
it's
bright.
You're
baking like an easy bake oven in there, like a creepy crawler.
Yeah.
And you just got to get out. Mm-hmm. And we hear them like talking and they're like, I think he's like something like, I overheard Cocoa Puffs. And Grace is like, guys, wake up. I made my famous waffles.
And they're like, Kevin, you don't know how to cook. And he's like, no, right, guys, it's just Fruity Pebbles. And then everyone's like, Kevin, you're such a dweeb.
Don't be such a knucklehead.
Don't be such a knucklehead, Kevin. And then like this guy comes over and gives him a nookie. He's like, no, you guys are the worst. And they like,
Kevin.
But so then they like, while they're eating, like they're like,
none
come
of this
on.
Happened.
No, none of this. They just got out of like their car and were kind of like synchronized in their behavior. And I'm like, look at this fucking baseball team over here.
We tore them apart.
We really did. So while we were in this the tent, we were just so hot and tired and like uncomfortable. We just were like delusionally making jokes for hours. And like I looked over at Joe and he was holding his foot and I was like, what's wrong? Are your toenails too long? As if, and then he started
but
laughing.
But like as a concern, like maybe like
what
I,
is
they
it?
Had,
are your
like,
toenails
got bent
too long?
Or got like, yeah. But I was like, what if that was like a way of asking somebody like if there's something wrong, like, what's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong? Like your toenails are too long or something?
and then we started to make up a song by the White Stripes in which Jack White goes, yeah, I was hanging out with this girl named Meg. She's really cool till she started acting like her toenails were too long.
So it became a White Stripes song, which
that's like a description.
Kevin,
you're such a dweeb. Kevin, do that thing you do. He's like, no, guys. And then they make him laugh and milk squirts out of his nose.
So like while we were trying to go to sleep, though, because it's definitely hard to sleep when you're camping unless you hike all day.
Yeah.
Which we had done some, but it was like so it was so hot that it was like kind of uncomfortable. But we're trying to sleep and like we're starting to sleep on the pillows. Of course, we're making jokes the whole time and laughing like idiots. We were the annoying ones. Like the group
after
of
everyone
Christian
finally quieted
softball
down.
Team. They were fine. They were probably annoyed by us, but of course we're making fun of them.
Of course, fuck them.
Fuck them. But we're trying to sleep and we're trying to sleep on the pillows. And I was just like, she's like, why don't I have a pillow pet? Because I have a moose pillow pet. And I was like, she was like, why don't I have a pillow pet? I was like, I'll get you a fucking pillow pet, all right? I'll get you a fucking like porcupine pillow pet. I'll get you like, a turtle pillow pet, but it's like made from a real turtle shell.
I'll get you a fucking penguin turtle or pillow pet. It's like the oily, like multi-layered feathers like of penguins.
Super realistic.
Yeah.
The like, fur. Ew. Yeah. It's like, I'll get you a porcupine peg pillow pet. Like, it's like real quills.
I'll get you like a rhinoceros skin pillow pet.
Like stabbing you in the face.
Right. And then the joke was like, they also have like human hair pillow pets. And then it's like, it shows a kid getting his hair cut. It's like, the hair is on the ground. It's like, ever wonder what happens with the hair that goes on the ground after you get your hair cut? And someone's like, it gets thrown away. He's like, no, we got your hair from the floor. Put it in the pillow. Now you're sleeping on that pillow.
Now you're sleeping on your hair.
Now you sleep. You sleep on your hair anyway. You might as well sleep on it again after you get your hair cut.
It's called recycling. We love the environment.
You're not just going to throw all that hair away, are you? Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I was going to do.
It's really gross. It's dead.
It's itching my skin. Oh,
and then,
God.
Yeah, like human hair can be sharp and thin. And, like, it like pokes through and like it's like, oh, God, why is
this
it
is
hurt?
Hurting me? It didn't feel like this when it was attached to me.
Would it then be human skin? Like the pillow itself would be like human skin?
I think it depends. If you have
and the
fur.
The hair is on the inside.
Yeah. It feels like you're sleeping on another head. It's like, ew.
That's so gross.
Welcome.
Act like a toad answer too long.
And then their catchphrase is two heads are better than one. And they're ew. Like, ew, no, please. So then we saw
a lot of bison. We hung out with a little bison friend that was at the campground. Mm-hmm. He was cool.
That
he
was
just,
the closest I'd ever been to a bison.
He was just walking around eating the grass, mm-hmm. eating the tops off all the dandelions.
All the dandelions. He had the sweetest, doofiest looking eyes, and he just kept looking at us and like just like staring at us from the side, and like then he would stick his tongue out and lick the grass. And he had this long black tongue. They seem like dogs.
Yeah,
or bears.
We went on a hike, and then like he was like, mm-hmm. when we were coming back from the hike, there was like, he was like at like the trail.
The trailhead.
And we like, we're waiting. We're like, all right, guy, you want to keep going? And he just sat there, laid there. Like he blocked us off.
Yeah.
And if
we
tried
get
to get
down.
Closer, he like stood up. We're like, nothing.
Nothing.
Walking away.
We thought that we could walk past him, but then he got kind of nervous. So we didn't want to bother him, but he was blocking the only way down. So we essentially just had to like
climb down this
climb
like,
directly downward and through like this brush. And like, then we like couldn't find our way back. So we had to cut through this like field, and it was a lot of fun. We've made camping sound really cool.
That bison was cool though.
I know. We saw a lot when we went to Wind Caves, but anyway, so then we moved on to Rapid City.
Rapid City.
One of the only two bigger cities. Oh,
stay you.
In South Dakota.
So we did. We were planning on doing cliff diving, which is basically just jumping from a rock into the lake, which is pretty white trash, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, because rich people go to, like, beaches. We, like, right. We find the shit to jump off of that will kill you.
So, like, in the sense that we had kind of already planned a pretty white trash day, but since it started raining, like, super heavy, and it was and the weather, and it was going to rain all day, we're like, all right, you know what, forget it. Instead of going to some cliff and getting struck by lightning, we'll just kind of hang out in Rapid City for the day.
Right.
So it was kind of like a change of plans.
Improvisation, really. And so we were just kind of like looking on our phones and trying to find anything that was open at 8 o'clock in the morning in Rapid City. Turns out one of those things is a small cookie shop that had about 50 customers within a 5 minute span of time. And like it fucking like 8:30 in the morning. Like we were just parked out there looking into it, and we were like, oh, let's
get my cookies. Go see you later.
Yeah. They were in and out, and they were like rushing in like, holy shit, is this fucking place open?
And they holy like, shit, is this Mama's Cookies? Yeah. I got to get at least 18 dozen.
I need 50 right now. And that's only because you closed last night and I couldn't come in the middle of the night. So that was one of the places. But then we found an indoor water park that was not a standalone water park. It was part of a hotel.
It was part of the hotel.
Inside the hotel and an indoor water park. Basically, the minute you walked in there, your eyebrows singed off from the amount of chlorine that was like pulsing in the air.
And like we get to the water and like it's warm, like ugh. Almost hot.
Yeah, it was like spit temperature.
It was like inner body temperature. Like when right. you touched it, you weren't sure if it was water or like maybe just like your own sweat.
Your sweat, right? You're like, I'm just swimming in my own sweat right now. And it was just a bunch of kids rubbing up against you and stuff, and just
and then like it's up, like and then like you look and like the water's coming just from like a giant dog like Clifford, and he's just he's like breathing and sweating into a bowl, and then just goes down into the water.
You realize it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, and you're the ant.
You know that feeling you get when
I can't
you go
out there. I'm the rat.
No, out there I'm the rat. But it was a cool place. We had a lot of fun being the only people without children there, and also not people staying at the hotel. We just walked in there from the streets.
Came in off the streets to go to this indoor water park without children, right. And proceeded to go down all the slides.
All the slides, which were manned by or womaned by the most miserable Midwestern teenagers. They were the inspiration. They were the muse of every Slipknot song that's ever been written.
Straight out of Slipknot, Iowa.
Straight out of Compton. Straight out of Slipknot, Iowa. Most of these girls were up there, weren't paying attention to any of the kids at all, and were just counting the hours until they could smoke their next cigarette.
Right. It was sad.
But we had a lot of fun.
We had a fun. So that was the first thing we did at like 10 a.m. because we had planned, again, to go cliff diving. We ended up at an indoor water park going down slides in Rapid City, South Dakota. Spent the day, continued to do crazy white trash
things. White trash 2015.
One of them was going to that Storyland place.
That we talked about.
That we saw so many creepy fucking statues. So many weird, just poorly painted and crafted statues that made us just cry a little in our sleep.
And all the people that were there, like, were the same way. They were totally white trash, like, on their way to Mount Rushmore. The first thing that happened when I went in there, remember when I went to the bathroom, the one woman went in there, and she was like, oh, dang it, I can't shut the door. And she just peed with the door open.
Ew!
And she came out, and she was, like, huge, and she's like, where's mama? Like, literally, like, dang it, my mom. Like, fat
there's
people
the
from
fat,
Ohio.
The gross fat woman from Beavis and Butthead. That's like,
yeah, seriously. No, they were all like that. And then none of them were watching their kids. All the kids were running around. All the parents were just sitting down at the benches smoking.
Yeah.
And like,
being disgusting.
Yeah.
But we, of course, had a great time just looking at all the really funny things.
Oh, of course, it was hilarious.
And just walking around laughing hysterically at all like the really funny
and
statues.
And we were only there for like 5 minutes. We walked in without children.
No, we were there. Like, I mean, I feel like we were there longer.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
It wasn't a very long, you're right.
We didn't take our time.
So we kind of walked around just to get a good set of pictures of everything that was funny.
Yeah.
And then walked out.
Yeah.
And then we continued on, went and played Blacklight Putt-Putt.
Blacklight Putt-Putt. Indoor Blacklight
Putt-Putt. Indoor.
Which is the only way to have blacklights, I guess.
Blacklight Putt-Putt. In Rapid City, South Dakota, right off a main highway.
Right off a main highway.
It was fantastic. I was wearing shorts that I had hiked in the day before. They were white, covered in all kinds of really gross,
uncomfortable stains nobody should have seen.
That, with a black light, are amplified immensely.
Oh.
I looked down and I almost wanted to throw up. I was like, oh God, that's what that looks like.
I should go and change.
Why do black lights even fucking exist?
I know. People are like, you know all the things.
Disgusting. You know all the things that like you're embarrassed by? Here they are in a fucking spotlight.
You know like all the germs and things that can attack and kill you that you can't see? Want to see them right now
you
all the time?
See them?
No. Why would
like,
I want to see
through a microscope?
That? Yeah. Want to see how you can't change the microbial environment around you? No, that's not it.
And then one other white trash thing was go-karts. We decided to do go-karting, which is also indoors.
Yes, it was indoors. Because you can't be outdoors because there's too much rain.
We were there with a bunch of rednecks, and they were all like talking about how they like race this and that. And
how they cut off their shirts and wear their Budweiser hats.
Right, and how they don't know what a sleeve is.
Right.
And they were just like, all right, let's do this go-karting thing. And they were all super psyched on it. We were just kind of like,
they were like putting up bets, and I'm like, I just want to race.
I just kind of want to like go around in circles.
Yeah.
And we got like the cars that go like super fucking fast.
They go up to 70.
They can, like that's insane.
It's like a real car.
Yeah, and it goes super. Like I was like, holy shit, these go fast.
And they were hard to turn. It was really, really hard to turn.
No power steering.
No power. And I didn't even think of that. And I was leaning over trying to do it. And I
was
the only girl. Yeah.
But these guys are like yee-haw!
I've been go-karting since I could go-kart.
Like skidding around the corner, slamming into people. Like it's like their lives.
Get out of my way, faggot.
They're like super into it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. It was fun.
It was, definitely.
And then we tried to find some cliff diving spots. Failed miserably.
Failed miserably. There were lots of things we couldn't find, like the exact address that was given on the GPS. We
kind of went through a time
warp.
We
really did. We went through a weird time warp where we would put in an address for something in Rapid City, go to that address and then it's not there. It doesn't exist. The internet is lying to me or my eyes.
And then we went to a place and they were like, where is this place exactly? And they're like, oh, right down the road. I'm like, where it said it was? Because it wasn't fucking there.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So there was that. There was just like a lot of weirdness going on.
Well, we talked about the fully functional Blockbuster that was
a fully functional Blockbuster.
With employees.
What's today's date? 6/26/2015. Mm-hmm. And there was a fully functional Blockbuster.
With employees and current movies and electricity.
With the current movies and old movies. Like it was a street. It had the games.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I saw the sign from down the street and I was like, holy shit.
We were checking into our hotel and he like rushed me out. He's like, okay, come on. I'm like, what's wrong with the car? He's like, you need to come and see this right now. I'm like, what is this? And then he brings me around the corner and there's this Blockbuster sign lit up right next to a Subway. And I'm like, No.
We had to go in. So we walk over to it and we walk in and we're like, oh, well, we have to go in here. And so as we walk in, there's a guy working there because, again, fully functional.
Fully functional, needs employees.
Walked in and this guy's like, oh, how's it going tonight? We're like, oh.
And we didn't even talk. We just walked around and looked at the walls. It wasn't even that long ago that these were open.
Right.
Like, it's still silly that we're excited.
I know.
But then we left and the guy's like, not going to get anything. And we're like, I didn't even think about it when I said it. This must have been so insulting to him. But I was like, we're camping. We don't even have anything to watch it on. And we're like, thanks. And
see ya.
And then he turns around and he's like, a single tear.
A tear comes down his face.
He's like, I was trying to save Blockbuster.
Right. He's like the guy trying to save AM radio.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, I could do this. And he's like, I still believe.
I believe in Blockbuster.
He has a shirt with has Netflix on it, but with like a cross through it.
he has like the Netflix logo. It's the same thing, but it just says Blockbuster.
It's black with red lettering.
Yeah. Like those like weird joke shirts. You know, a joke shirt.
You know, a shirt that makes you laugh.
We pretty much ruined this man's life. And like, don't you know that these aren't a thing anymore? No, because I live in Rapid City.
It's true. Rapid City was very culture shocking. We were just like, this place is literally back in time. Mm-hmm. Sit down Pizza Huts.
Yeah.
Blockbusters.
all the things that you made fun of me
Golden
for saying
Corral.
In the early 90s. Right.
I mean, it was wild to see.
I feel like we still have more. Well, there's a lot of casinos too. That's pretty weird.
So we got our Rapid City on and then we went down to the Wind Caves. Mm-hmm. Spent a little time there. Went on some cave tours, which
beautiful.
I fell in love with. I just really love the idea of exploring down there. It's kind of...
The Black Hills are amazing.
It is the actual final frontier. I suppose space is as well, but we don't have that equipment quite yet, I don't think. So we're like hanging out in the caves and I was really, really digging it. And I could imagine myself maybe volunteering and helping out at the national parks, the caves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and go to Carlsbad Caverns down in south of New Mexico. Hopefully soon.
Right.
And so I'm a caver now.
It
I
turned
like
us on to caving. Yeah. We've seen a lot of caves in Colorado. And by that, I mean two.
We'll use all of them.
Yeah. The
only
all
two. Of the ones in Colorado, I'm
all
pretty sure.
All of the two. And but the whole little area around there we really fell in love with. And we definitely, it sparked us. I never thought that we would fall in love with the Black Hills, but we did.
Yeah. It was something, I guess, it's kind of interesting going in not knowing anything about something mm-hmm. and then coming out like in such awe.
Taken by it.
It's happened before. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I've talked about how, like, the first time I saw the Flaming Lips, I had never heard of them before. And by the end of their performance, they were one of my favorite bands.
Right.
And, like, just like things like that. It's like sometimes
when things strike you in the right way.
Sometimes not researching or not knowing anything about something, you have nothing to set it up to.
Right. You have no expectations.
You have no bar
right.
For it to hit. So once it attacks you and all it's like, you know, mystery mm-hmm. and it's like this new thing that you can see for the first time and you're just like, wow, this is incredible.
Well, a lot of that doesn't happen anymore. Like if you think about it, like now, not to get like too heady with it, but now that we have the internet, we can kind of see how things are before we see them. And the real, you know, first impression is kind of taken away because you already have a preconceived notion
that's
of it.
True. I mean,
you know
we even
I'm
do
saying?
That too. Like if you think about every
we
time
do we, that with every trip we go
we're
on.
We're like, well, like, but even just like when we're
almost.
In the town, we're like, oh, where should we eat? So what do? We pull up TripAdvisor
exactly.
and we look at the reviews.
We know what's there.
And it's like, oh, hey, this is good and this is bad. It's like we already have a preconceived notion of
right.
what that is going to be like.
And there's almost like no risk involved in a lot of these things because it's like, well, we know the rating of this place. So it's we can kind
right.
of know what we're getting into. Not
right.
like, oh, that restaurant was terrible. Now I know to never go
yeah.
there again. But yeah, we...
Maybe take more shots in the dark. Less TripAdvisor.
Yeah, we still kind of put ourselves out there. I researched a lot, but there was just so much that even after a lot of my research, I didn't know about. And
right.
We were pleasantly surprised by it. So more to come on that, yeah, for sure.
Wind Caves was that stop. Then we went up to Devil's Tower.
So Wyoming.
We drove quite a bit north and west to get up to Devil's Tower. And we went in through Sundance.
Right. The only town that you could really stay in over there.
Which, I mean, it was just Western fucking town. I mean, there was just
every stereotype you can imagine.
There were, I mean, cowboys, mm-hmm. people with spurs on their fucking boots walking down the street behind us.
It's true. We were walking down the street with no one else in the street and we heard chink, chink, chink.
Like he was going to challenge us to a duel.
Right. Like we were about to turn around and there would be a pistol between our eyes. And so I just
spit into a platoon.
Yeah. What are you doing in these parts? Like, yeah. We're just passing
it's
through.
It's how it felt, honestly.
It really did.
I was surprised the tumbleweed didn't go through the town.
I know. People were like closing their shades and like peeking out the window like. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, just barn doors swinging.
Right. Pulling down the clothes sign.
It was, it really, really, really was like that. I mean, we get the only restaurant open past 6 o'clock at night was Longhorn, but not the Longhorn chain. Like literally a place called Longhorn. And it was like steaks and stuff like that. But like. Legit.
And like the only beer they had was like Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. And it's like
PBR.
If you asked for anything else, they didn't understand.
Not at all. And not that we're beer snobs. We were just like, oh, do you have anything local? They're like, do you like Budweiser? I'm like,
oh, God.
That's what she said. And they were all like surly and like just tired, even though they were like 25.
Fat, white, blonde girls.
Yeah. Ones who like already had 6 kids.
Yeah.
But
we hung out in Sundance and stayed at the hotel there. Went up to Devil's Tower the next day, got to experience that amazing national monument.
Mm-hmm. The only park to charge us for entry.
Yeah. So we get in there and we're watching them and we go on a nice long hike all the way around it. And we're looking up and I had found out that they were doing, the Indians were doing their Sundance during that month. And so they were talking about how like they asked everybody to please not rock climb it during this month. But sure enough, Whitey up there was up there just hiking up and climbing up the mountain. Well, the wall, I guess, of Devil's Tower. And it was just kind of like, you know, man, like they just ask you not to do it specifically.
We already stole this land
for one
from them.
Month. Like if you could just maybe not do that, that'd be kind of cool. But like, no, they had to be dicks and just do whatever they wanted.
I got so mad. Like,
I felt embarrassed to be white. Like I was just like,
I know.
I was like, I'm not with that guy. I'm cool.
My wife and I just went to an Indian reservation and donated a bunch of clothes. We're not going to be like that. I promise.
Yeah.
No, they're the worst. And like every single park that we went to had some history about Indians or Native Americans and bison and just all the terrible things that happened.
Yeah.
That whole region is just so rich in that culture. And it's not too long ago that all these things happened and still continue to happen, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, that part was sad, but it was still beautiful to see, you know, the history of it and learn about it. We sat during one of the park ranger talks and it was interesting to find out about some of the facts about it.
Mm-hmm. They had their prayer flags hanging in the trees that all meant something different. And it was like what they wanted to see in the new season of Gotham. No, I'm just trying, the new summer season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So but it was cool. It was kind of like a half day. I went back to Sundance, tried to check out that town. And I mean, we stopped in another Western town. I mean, just everything up there was just like so stereotypical. Like
right.
I was just like, I can't believe that these places still exist.
They really do. Like
it's crazy. I mean, like it really is. You walk in and the first place we walked in was like this dive bar and there's the bartender's like this old raggedy lady
mm-hmm.
and she's smoking a cigarette and she's like lighting up the cigarette of another patron and every single person in the bar has a Bud Light in their hand.
Yeah, they're all smoking and have a Bud Light. They all like walked in with cowboy hats. They
like,
they
no
all
joke.
Were drinking and had probably been drinking since earlier. All the bars and things opened at like 8 and there was a drive-through liquor store.
And there was people, I mean, of course, Guns N' Roses, Leonard Skinner, Queen, that's all on the radio, like on the jukebox. Like,
yeah.
They
forgot that it wasn't like 1985.
I don't know. I don't know what year they're stuck in, but they're definitely in a time that doesn't touch anything that I've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So that part was super wild.
And there was like nothing to do at night except go to a bar. If you wanted to do anything, you had to be in a bar. So I can see how people there drink a lot or do a lot of drugs. Well, we know that anyway from being from small towns. But
it's true.
There was truly nothing else to do. We had to plan our day.
Stay you. That's pretty much it.
Hmm.
We just wanted to talk about our trip. kind of update you on what kind of really, really impacted us heavily between the nature of it, the history of it, and I mean me.
The current state.
Personally, I learned a lot. It was the most educational trip I've ever taken, and aww, something that Grace cares a great deal about, the whole Indian culture and basically how horrible we were to them and just how sad their story is, and how they're still out there and all these reservations need a lot of help. And so the next kind of goal is to, over the summer, collect as much as we can for the reservations.
Mm-hmm. Head back up there.
And make another quick trip up there and give a bunch of donations to Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So if anybody has anything, we're hoping to collect anything. I mean, we're talking...
They literally need anything. There's like at goods, least 20 people in each house, super right, crowded, no food.
Non-perishable items.
Baby supplies.
Clothes. Mm-hmm.
Canned goods, things like that. I mean, those are the three. In school supplies.
School supplies, toys, I mean, everything.
Hygiene products.
There's so many children and there's so little parental vision and mm-hmm, and anybody to take care of them.
No, I
they're
know,
kind of
it's
on
true,
their own. It's like a fucking Lord of the Flies
I
deal.
Know it is. It really is. And there's like almost no... They stay at school all day so they can eat.
Right.
You know.
So we want to try and help them. I know this was a bit more of a serious cast, but we'll...
it's okay. We've
it's
had all right, those.
We wanted to talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's okay to talk about it.
It's okay. Glad you guys... Hope part you guys liked it. We'll get our pictures up there. Y'all can look at the pictures, follow along.
Yeah.
And
hopefully
more to come.
You enjoyed Kevin and his antics.
Kevin, don't be such a dweeb. He's like, oh, knock it off, guys.
And our trip to South Dakota and Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Hope you all have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. They all got out, and they were like, and like high-fiving. I'm like...